Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
And welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today is Ryan Plunkett, a financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments. And I promise you good things coming from Ryan. He's going to be joining us as a new feature presenter on KRDO's Afternoon News. And we'll tell you all about that when we kind of get to the end of this segment. He and I together are going to talk about Ryan and talk about his business as a financial advisor and how he likes to do things and what sets him above and apart from so many others that we all know. And we love them all. Everybody's different. And, you know, like wine, you appreciate what you love, right? Ryan, welcome to KRDO's Business Connection.
Hey, thank you, Ted. I'm excited to be here with you today.
I'm excited to be launching this new feature. And again, we'll talk about that towards the end of our time together here today. But I think really important is for people to get to know you and your background. And we want to talk about your journey and what led you down the path to becoming an Edward Jones advisor, starting with Ryan himself. Let's talk about you a little bit.
Well, thank you, Ted. Actually, you know, my journey of becoming an Edward Jones advisor started probably a decade and a half ago while I was active duty Air Force. My wife and I are both retired Air Force veterans. We did three tours of duty here in Colorado Springs and just absolutely fell in love with Colorado. It certainly beat the heat, humidity, and large mosquitoes in Mississippi where I grew up, and decided this is where we wanted to settle down when the time came. And early on in that journey in my Air Force career, I became an Edward Jones client. I didn't know much about investing. My parents never really taught me about investing because they didn't really know much about investing, and became an Edward Jones client early on and really spent a decade and a half journey coming full circle from Edward Jones client to Edward Jones advisor.
Ryan, quite an extraordinary journey it's been, starting with that military background, of course. And so many of you love to stay here once you get assigned here. It really is what I think a lot of military think of as a plum place to be assigned.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful area. I never get tired of looking out the window and seeing the mountains every morning.
Now, Ryan, it's really been enjoyable getting to know you, particularly as a financial advisor and working with Edward Jones as such. You have an interesting philosophy in your approach to working with your clients. You want to help them do what?
Well, I really, you mentioned it earlier in the interview, getting to know you. It really boils down to understanding your why and sitting down with you face to face to build a relationship. And it all starts with listening, me listening to you, understanding what's important to you, what's important to your family, what your why is. And then helping you chart a course of how we get from where we are today to that why. Unfortunately, in society, we do a very poor job generally of educating people on financial matters, financial literacy. And what many of us rely on when it comes to planning on how to get to our why is work hard, put our heads down, do the best we can, save as much as we can, and hope we get there one day. And unfortunately, hope is really not a retirement plan. There's some amount of stress that comes with that unknown of not knowing, am I going to get there? And if I am, when am I going to get there? So we're sitting down to understand that why and where you're trying to get, help you chart that course from today to your why. And then I'm walking that journey with you every step of the way throughout your lifetime to make sure that you stay on track. And for me, that's really an honor to be a part of that process because it's very personal and it's very empowering to now know where your finish line is, to know that you will get there one day, to know that when we're going to get there. And if life throws us a curveball and changes the plan, then we just update it and keep you on course. So that's what I really enjoy about what I do is getting to be a part of that journey.
And one of the things you've shared in our offline conversations really has been how closely you like to stay in touch with your clients so that you know in very short intervals, you know what's going on in their worlds.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about walking life with them. And as I walked my journey through my Air Force career, I realized my why was my family. And my wife and I planned and saved and invested for a very long time for me to be able to be a stay-at-home dad for over a year when I retired from the military. So I got to volunteer for reading groups 3 days a week when they were in kindergarten and second grade, and got to coach all of their sports teams. And that was very important to me. And of course, as your life progresses, that why often changes. So we stay in very close contact with our clients at least once a year, sitting down and going through their entire plan, but more often than that throughout the year, just to make sure that if life changes, as events in the economy, in our world, in our lives change, like we've seen with COVID over the last several months, we make sure to stay in touch with our clients real time, and just make sure that we're walking that journey with them and keeping everything up to date.
Ryan, you have a heart and soul for the military that comes from your long career in the military, and one of your passions, you have a passion that you talk about.
Absolutely. I love paying it forward to my fellow veterans. I remember going back to my transition out of the Air Force, and that's a very trying and often stressful time because everything you've known for your entire adult life is changing around you. And there's so many things that you need to consider and plan for all at the same time. And that has been a passion of mine, is to work with my fellow veterans to help them navigate that process by sharing my lessons learned from a financial standpoint in things that you need to be considering up to a year before you transition out, whether that's separating or retiring from the military, all the way through to a couple of years after you transition. Very important things that are time sensitive that you need to know, you need to plan for, to make decisions on, but nobody tells you about. I can get the programmatic answers from some great support organizations on base, but not the me answer of what makes sense for me. So that's really what I do with fellow veterans, is sit down and share those lessons learned, pass on that information to them to help them navigate that journey to make that transition as successful as it can possibly be. It's hard enough under normal circumstances. I can't imagine how difficult it must be during COVID.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's just challenge upon challenge upon challenge. And I mean, you know, it's not all darkness, doom and gloom, but it is not easy either. And that experience that you're delivering to your clients in general, but that heart and soul of yours for paying it forward to the veteran community, gives them a big, big advantage in terms of the way forward financially and in other ways. And that, I think, is one of the things that sets you so far above and apart from other advisors. And that, I think, is very important as people get to know you. And speaking about getting to know you, you and I will be visiting together every week at 12 after 5 every Monday. And you're going to deliver some information at that period of time.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about the opportunity to join you each Monday afternoon. And really what we're going to do is provide a synopsis of what we saw the previous week in the market, where the markets are headed, overall economic trends, et cetera, and then transition into what we saw during the market on Monday, just to give you a daily wrap of what we've seen that day in markets and in the economy overall.
You are listening to the voice of Ryan Plunkett, who will be delivering our weekly market wrap at 5:12 p.m. every Monday afternoon during Cardio's Afternoon News. I'm looking forward to that time together, because not only will you get information about what happened in the market, but what happened last week, what happened that day, and how to understand it. And if you've got some strong emotions about it, how to work through those emotions. So it's not just facts and figures. It's how to understand them and deal with how you feel about that information so you make smart money decisions. Ryan Plunkett, financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments. How do we get a hold of you so that we can engage with you?
Absolutely. Well, my office is located at 5713 Constitution Avenue, and that is at the southwest corner of Powers and Constitution. You can also reach me by phone at 719-380 1177. And don't hesitate to reach out to me with any questions you may already have or questions about the information that you may hear Ted and I discuss on a weekly basis.
Ryan Plunkett, financial advisor with Edward Jones and also host of our weekly market wrap on Mondays at 5:12 p.m. Ryan, thank you so much for the time to allow us to introduce you and the new feature here on KRDO, and we appreciate your visit to KRDO's Business Connection.
No, thank you, Ted. It's an honor to be with you.